Chapter 1. New York City, July 5th, 1899. Dayton's Bookshop. Some might consider it unusual for a new bride to bring her husband to a bookstore at the start of a 30-day honeymoon tour, but Mrs. David Bradley, née Concordia Wells, formerly a literature professor at Hartford Women's College, loved bookstores almost as much as she loved Mr. Bradley. The hush of the space, the smell of paper and ink and bindings, the sight of heavily laden bookcases that reached nearly to the ceiling, all held the promise of new adventures to discover, or old friends to revisit. One old friend in particular. "Why, it's Miss Concordia!" A thin, slightly stooped man on the far side of 60 set aside a stack of well-worn leather volumes and limped over to clasp her hand. "How long has it been? 10 years at least." "Longer than that, before Papa died." Concordia's father, respected Greek and Latin scholar Randolph Wells, had brought her here as a child whenever they made the trip to New York City from Hartford. She had happy memories of this place. The man smiled. "Your papa was my best customer." He tilted his head for a better look at the young lady. Even a casual observer would note the merry green eyes behind silver-rimmed spectacles, the charming flush that touched her freckled cheeks, the wisps of deep red hair that escaped her hat and clung to her damp neck, and the slightly plump but diminutive figure, smartly attired in a summer walking dress of navy linen. Standing beside her was a smiling gentleman in his early 30s, dark-haired and dark-eyed, though at the moment his eyes were only for the lady, who seemed to return the favor. "And who might you be, young man?" the proprietor asked. Concordia started. "Where are my manners? This is my husband, David Bradley." Drat it, she still stumbled over the word husband. "David, this is Mr. Dayton, owner of Dayton's Books." David extended a hand. "Pleased to make your acquaintance, Mr. Dayton. Everybody calls me Rusty." He stroked his salt-and-pepper beard ruefully. "Not that you can tell why anymore." He turned back to Concordia. "So, just married, eh?" "A few weeks ago." She self-consciously rubbed the ridge of the wedding band beneath her glove. "We're getting away only now. But how did you know?" He chuckled. "Your young man standing awfully close to you to be anything but a happy new groom. And you haven't been eyeing my shelves nearly as much as you've been eyeing him." She felt the flush creep up her cheeks as David grinned broadly. "Oh, I see marriage hasn't changed you much since you're here and not down the street at McCreary's White Sale picking out table linens." She made a face at him. "It's cooler in here." He threw back his head and laughed. "Fair enough. Looking for anything in particular?" "Do you have any books of Antoine Lavoisier?" David asked. "The chemist." Rusty stroked his chin thoughtfully. Maybe. I know we have several copies of Traité élémentaire de chimie, though I imagine you already have that." David nodded. "It's standard reading." "Well, I'll show you the section. There are bound to be hidden gems in there. Something might pique your interest. What about you, Mrs. Bradley?" "I'll just browse." Concordia nodded toward the back corner of the store, where a narrow spiral staircase led to the upper gallery. The left portion of the gallery had only a door that led to the private apartment where Rusty and his granddaughter lived, while the right section was crammed with more bookcases. "I assume your romantic poetry section is still upstairs?"
"Very little changes here," Rusty said. "I'd never find anything otherwise."
As she perused volumes of Wordsworth and Keats, Concordia kept her eye on the men below. A smile tugged at her lips as she watched David, sporting a coat of camel pin-check cotton that fit smoothly across muscled shoulders, a linen crash hat tucked under his arm. It still felt strange to know they were married now. There had been one difficult time during their courtship when they had nearly gone their separate ways. She had chafed against his protectiveness, while he struggled to understand her tendency to meddle, as their friend Lieutenant Capshaw was fond of putting it.